Black History Month. Kind of cool. Ex-Miami Dolphins coach sues the NFL over alleged race bias. And, of course, what's going to happen to him is probably the same thing that happened to Kaepernick. You're just not supposed to talk about it, right? I get a kick out of people saying alleged when it's, like, out in the open. Really out in the open. Where they're actually embracing it, right? So the Republican Party now embraces fascism and racism. And, yeah, you guys are Nazi Germany now. You're not all the way there, but you're pretty close. And so we got Kleefish running for governor, right? She thinks that we should just get rid of all the elections people that monitor all our elections, right? The organization they formed, right, after they killed off one, put in another, doesn't work. Democrats didn't want it. I wonder why. You know, it's always, everything's gridlock. Well, we'll have three of this and three of this. So, you know, really, unless somebody that's a Democrat like Joe Manchin jumping over onto the fascist side of the aisle. Wow, did you hear him yesterday? Oh, Elizabeth, BBB's dead. Yeah, it's dead, dead. And what do the Democrats do? Crickets, crickets, crickets. I mean, I'd be jumping all over his ass. I'm sure Bernie probably will have something to say, right? But it doesn't matter. Democratic Party is weak. Weak. It's almost like it's set up to fail. And I feel bad that I... But listen, I don't know Black history as well as I probably should, being that my, you know, all my children and grandchildren are brown. Black, brown, whatever you want. You know, they prefer brown. And they are brown. And I'm white. And so I kind of understand. If you understand white history, then you should understand Black history, correct? But the Republicans want you to forget all about how this great nation became, you know, through genocide and slavery. It's all there, right? Native Americans, kill them off. Kill them. Poison them. Make a move. Steal everything. Somebody yesterday was real happy that they're getting into realty. And, you know, it's a profitable business if you're good at it and you get on board, right? And a couple other people that are in realty were like, yes, you know, and these are young people, successful. And I go, but it's not our land, and nobody should own it. I go, I know, I'm outdated. And the person that was excited to be a realtor said, but you're right. Go, yes, of course I am. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. I didn't participate in that, those horrible acts. I mean, if those acts, if you're not detested by all that, then there is something wrong with you. If you really think that brown people are the reason why your life is so miserable, common denominator in your life is you, and you can change it, right? I know people have different experiences, sure. You know, some people lived in poor neighborhoods, and they, you know, were victims of crime and this and that. Well, you know, I'm a white guy. I've been a victim of crime, too, almost always by other white guys. So let's just knock that off, man. You know, Whoopi Goldberg stepped on her tongue. I'm not going to say that. She's right about humanity treating humanity, though, right? There is none. Well, there is on my side. But it's like it just gets darker every day. Every day people want to just be angry and they want to be, you know, ready to go. And this Republican Party calling people to arms? Kleefish, when she said that, you know, we're going to need mercenaries? Oh, wow. So you're bringing your mercenaries to intimidate people. Maybe kill somebody. This is out of control. And I really wish that the police departments would get on board with what the real job is again. Yeah? To serve and protect. Well, we're not serving and protecting on the roads, I can tell you that right now. And if you don't think that's serious, how many deaths and how many crashes and, you know, how many injuries on our highways that don't need to be? And I guess if you're going to let people monitor themselves like the Republicans always do, you know, we'll set it up for this guy that's, you know, polluting the PFAS to monitor himself. Don't you guys get it? We're being destroyed, man. Not just democracy, right? Because some of you don't care. Just all life is being ruined. they got flying cars now for people that are special. But we couldn't have, you know, high-speed rail and things like that for the masses to, you know, ease our environment and boost our economy with real jobs, right? Modern jobs. Not these fast food service industry jobs that just keep getting lower and lower. Here's one for you. State loses 2,000 beds in the nursing homes. Right away, the 7 Wisconsin nursing homes have announced closures since last year and staffing shortages. Here we go again. Started out with staffing shortages instead of talking about the real problem, which is wage shortages and safety. Right? Throw all safety out, man. Whatever happened to safety first? OSHA got weakened over the years, right? We don't need to protect the workers. We got to protect the fascists at the top. So this, they say that it's led to others, you know, shutter some beds, a state group says, for a total loss of more than 2,000 beds, the equivalent of 29 nursing homes since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Now, are you going to go with the work shortages, or are you going to go with me and say that, geez, they're not getting paid enough, and it's not very safe right now? Why would I want to, you know, people are dying. Still, 2,300 a day? That's a lot, people. But, hey, you know, we're back to normal. Football's going on, right? Concerts, all this stuff. Unless you're in a place where they don't allow the person performing to get vaccinated. They don't show up. Good. Boycott us. We're not trying to cancel anything. You guys are. I'm not a part of your culture. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and the culture was much different than what you guys have turned it into, right? No, none of this was going on. None of this. There, I mean, racism's always been here. That's what I've always known. That's what I've always preached. Because it's true. I mean, you don't have to. I guess if you isolate yourself and you insulate yourself enough so that you don't see it, right? Isn't that what? That's how you lose empathy. You're just forcing yourself not to see it. That's a pretty sick way to go through life. But I watch it every day. You know, these last 10 years up on the square, going on 11 now, right? Watching how they've, you know, made it harder for people that don't have shelter to exist downtown in Madison. Because they don't want to see it. Because it's gross, right? Well, never mind trying to help them out. Like you see happening in other places where was it? Finland? Yes, Finland. In an effort to end homelessness, right? They got everybody that was homeless. They built them these small shelters, little houses, got some of them back into the workforce. 4 out of 5 remained that way. Only 1 out of 5 could make it. And guess what? It was cheaper for them to do that than it was to leave them all homeless. But they started taking away, you know, the stones that, you know, an artist, beautiful stones that were at the top of the State Street. You guys remember that? Got rid of all those. Pretend like it's like a obstacle for everybody. The reason why you got rid of it was because that's where a lot of people that didn't have shelter gathered and had lunches. And we'd serve them lunches. And then you made it illegal for churches to. There were like 5 churches that would come and feed people on State Street that were homeless. Had to end that. That's not right. This is disgusting. How dare people vote Republican and say that they're doing it based on Christian guidelines. Man, I don't go to church, and I know better than you how you're supposed to treat people. I got a lot of friends down there, and I'm missing some because, you know, COVID really took a lot of people away, and I'm hoping when weather warms up, dies down, I'll see some of my friends that live without shelter. We'll be back.